are you guys like discussing in there how much you enjoy this? No.
You asked me last week about tackling and injuries and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I said I look at their pads today. They look a lot smaller than what they once did. So, and nobody wears neck rolls anymore either, so I don't know if that contributes to it or not. But I was joking with Hob because one of our guys had some issues going on, and I mentioned something about a neck roll, and it was like, uh-uh, there's no way I'm wearing a neck roll. And I'm like, really? Doesn't look cool, I guess. I don't know.
You used to look tough when you had those.
I know.
You know. Back when I played a million years ago.
But you don't see them anymore. I don't know why. Cool. Yeah. It's a fashion statement, I guess. Come on, let's see that mustache, eh, Rob?
What'd you think? Oh, go ahead, Jason.
Well, since he made a cameo appearance, he's not a fan of the preseason, and neither is Ha. I asked him today if he thought he got enough work in the games, and he laughed. Do you feel like he got enough work? Because he clearly feels like he's ready to go.
He is ready to go. And we got a few guys like that. And again, the young guys, they're the ones that probably need it more than anything else in terms of evaluating and trying to get them up to speed. But your veteran guys that you know are going to play 1,000 snaps, year in, year out, I mean, a few snaps, and they're going to be ready to go.
He obviously elevated his game last year. What is the next level for him?
That's going to depend on Ha. And I think the sky's the limit. Again, he's going into his fourth year now, and he's done a lot, but I think he'll be the first to tell you that he's just kind of scraping the surface, and he's got the work ethic, and he's certainly got the talent, and now it'll just be, him committing himself to being, one of the best, and that's gonna be the next challenge for him, and I think he wants to be great. He's doing all the right things, and now we just got to put it together.
Where do you guys were in 2000? It was 13 or so when you had.
Hey, don't go there.
You had a couple of improving guys. I mean, you were thin to where you are now, with maybe 5-6 deep at your position. How did that happen?
I think you can commend our scouting department. I mean, they went out and brought some guys in here that obviously are talented. And then sometimes guys it just works out. And but I think the biggest thing is probably just the talent level. We've been able to do that with our young guys and KB and Marwin. Sean Richardson was another one that came here and is certainly capable of playing in this league for a long time. Unfortunately, he had the neck deal. But I'd say our scouting department has done a really good job of getting the right people to give us a chance.
We talk a lot about Morgan Burnett's versatility. We talk a lot about Josh Jones. He's a rookie, obviously. How much of that, the options you have and the flexibility you have on the back end of the defense is kind of Cantrell's emergence and being able to demand that post back there?
Well, I think probably the versatility, first and foremost, they're all smart. And that's a big part of it in terms of being able to do some of the things that we need them to do back there, playing the various positions, understanding their role. Probably more important than anything else, is a big part of that. But they compete, and they're all fighting for playing time. I mean, in this next game that we're going to play, that's going to be a big factor in terms of how we use guys moving forward. And we know that roles will change once we get into the season, be it through injury, be it through performance, and just us, just trying to stay on top of keeping our best 11 guys out there. So it's still early, but the guys are competing, and they compete against themselves probably as much as anything. And so that gives us a chance. And then they have to obviously go out there and perform on Sunday.
How has Josh grown mentally during these three preseason games? Has he made the progress you wanted to see?
He's making a lot of progress. Obviously, still not there yet. You still see some of the frustrations a little bit because we've thrown a lot of defense at him and moving him around. Enhances his learning curve and so forth. And he's coming along. Great energy. Did some really good things the other night, but obviously we got to be a little more consistent. Got to be a little bit more smarter than we were last night. And he's got another opportunity this Thursday night to prove to us that he's capable of contributing to our football team.
Darren, I suppose you could have had the option of kind of specializing his role so that he could maybe play right away and know a certain position. But it sounds like you have been teaching him everything. Is that just naturally how you do it, or did you guys think about doing it the other way?
Well, we talked about it because a guy like Josh, who's got the ability to kind of be that hybrid, you know, linebacker slash safety, we knew that coming into it, and we knew that was going to be a challenge, and it was going to be tough. It's going to be tough for Josh to play a lot of snaps here out the gate anyway, just because of the talent that we have here. But he's a competitor; he wants to play, and we'll never stop looking at getting our best 11 out there on the field. And if it turns out that he's one of those guys, we'll be creative enough to find a role for him and utilize him, because he's a big guy, can run, he's physical, and I think you see that show up at times.
Hey, Darren, so after the Steelers, you went to San Diego and then New Orleans.
Yes.
Did you sign one-year deals with each of those, or did you experience getting cut in either of those spots?
Never got cut. And guy asked me about that today, and I said, I wish I could tell you know, what that feels like, but I haven't. And I can only imagine what's going through the guys' minds right now in terms of, you know, one last opportunity. And it's tough as a coach because you like to keep them all. I mean, you spend a lot of time with these guys, a lot different than when I played, the meetings and the man hours that you put in meeting with these guys. And you get to know them not only on a professional level but on a personal level. And you know that they put in the time, and it's a lifelong dream, and to see it come to an end for some of these guys, it's sometimes it's tough to come to grips with. But I tell them, hey, just control the things you can control and go out there and play your best and let the chips fall where they may. And we're not exact in how we pick the team, how they pick the team, and so forth. And, you know, just because if you don't make it here doesn't mean you can't play in the National Football League.
Played in a bunch of games and you've coached a lot. Is this fourth preseason game, have you seen in your experience guys make a team based on what they did in this last game? I'm guessing so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the one thing that they can hang their hat on, that they're going to get an opportunity, obviously, with the starters not playing very much. The opportunities will be there. And I've seen a lot of battles won, and people can talk about the roster being pretty much set here and there and so forth, but I've seen this game make or break a lot of people over the years and so forth. So it has a lot of meaning, and to some, probably not as much, but there's some guys right on that cusp that if they go out and they perform, you know, they earn themselves a roster spot.
One of those guys last year that played well enough in the last game to secure a job?
I think Marwin played well throughout the whole preseason. And I tell you what, even when he got here, you know, he was facing an uphill battle, but he just produced and produced and produced. And really, outside of family night, I mean, he's been as solid as anybody we've had back there. And I like Marwin a lot. He's a good football player. And I told him, you know, he's in a tough situation because he's got two pretty good players ahead of him. And just keep plugging wood. Control the things you can control and go out there and play. And that's what he's done, which has been really good.
Follow up to what Ryan was asking about the versatility of Morgan. What have you kind of thought? You know, there was a time where safety was sort of an overlooked position in this league, and now with the hybrid linebacker, all this different stuff you're doing. As playing that position in your
own career,
what do you thought all the profiles kind of
produced
for that?
I always thought that was the most important position on the field. I thought you had to be smart, you know, tough, physical. I mean, no. No, football, and we were talking about this today because we didn't have one of our better practices and so forth, but it's a team sport. And I think every position is important, and some people may feel differently about others. But you need all 11 guys, you know, working together. And if one guy is not where he needs to be, doesn't matter how good you are, it's not going to work and so forth. And it's the ultimate team sport, and we got a lot of good football players, a lot of good leaders. And we're going to need them to step up and perform at a high level if we want to, you know, win a championship.